This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Green Room from Talk Media News, Ellen Ratner. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I hope Gingrich is his VP because I got a nice picture with him a couple weeks ago in the Fox Green Room. And Newt Gingrich put his arm around me and said, are you sure you want to take this? I said, yeah.
I love it. Perfect. So now you and I haven't spoken since this definitely became official, but you and I have been talking about this whole Trump thing. And as you said, some of your more liberal friends said, look out for Trump. He is the real deal now, isn't he?
Well, you know, what's interesting, I think I said to you that I had spoken to a very high person in the Democratic
yep.
Party in September. And they said, we want to get run against Trump. And I said, no, you don't. Be careful what you wish for.
And sure enough, look what happened.
That's right. And in terms of the Hillary race with Sanders, you know, the more things change, the more things stay the same. It's like, and the band played on, it doesn't change.
Yeah, so in saying that, even though on a Tuesday you got a couple more in Bernie's back pocket, he still doesn't have anywhere near the delegates. He's going to take us all the way to the convention, though?
Well, he's got 300 left. Now, so far, Hillary Clinton is winning handily in California, but we've seen that divide slip away very, very quickly. So I'm not so sure that we aren't going to see that kind of thing happen again. And if he comes in with more delegates than she does, those superdelegates are going to have a very hard time doing their thing.
Yeah. In the meantime, as we, you know, watch all of that unfold and we talk about VPs for Trump, if it's not Newt Gingrich, who do you think it is?
Oh, boy. I just don't know. I mean, he might look at a woman like Governor Martinez of New Mexico, who's a Republican. She's Hispanic. You know, he's going to have to, A, have somebody to bring the party, but somebody who's also going to bring in minorities. Now, his choice of Chris Christie to run his transition campaign, if he does move into the White House, I mean, I just don't see that. But, you know, Christie is not exactly the most popular governor to ever walk across the planet.
Yeah, boy. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, then you look across at what we were just talking about, Sanders and Clinton. So Clinton gets the nomination. Who do you think, honestly, is her person?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the Ohio senator, Democratic senator from this great state of Ohio. There has been some talk about one of the, I'm blocking on their name. One is a representative and one is the HUD secretary. They're brothers, but they're Hispanic. And I'm having a senior moment on the name, but there's been a lot of talk about them. Castro brothers, yes. So
yeah.
One of the Castro brothers, particularly maybe the HUD secretary. So that's certainly been one of the talk. I just don't know. I mean, and you almost never know. This is very internal. And I think right now, even though she says she's going after Trump, she's got to worry about Sanders at her back.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so it'll be again wild to see all this finish up. Thanks so much, as always, Ellen.
Thank you.
Fun to have you on the show.
You got it.
Ellen Ratner, the best, man. I'm telling you, she has her finger on the pulse of what's happening in Washington, D.C., covering so many campaigns. I can remember talking to her at the Republican convention in Tampa, and she said, boy, this is my last one. Not quite. This is what happens. That's not it, you know? It just keeps coming back. It's in your blood, I think, more than anything. All right, so listen, as we move along here on this hour of the show, besides talking about, obviously, what's happening on the campaign trail, who should be the VP, I said this before, if you had the choice and you could pick the VP for Trump, who would it be? Bob Ney told us yesterday that he thought a good one would be Newt Gingrich because he embodied all of the elements of conservativeness that people wanted. Does he really? Does he embody all that? And that he certainly had people who were friends and could help. Let's put it that way. And then you get to the question of how much does the VP really swing the card, but how much can it put you in hot water? It's like the Sarah Palin question. Sarah Palin, help or hurt McCain? Dan Quayle, help or hurt? Help or hurt? Bush. Vince. Dick Cheney, help or hurt Bush 2? VPs can have all kinds of effects. You think they're kind of like the understudy? And that's what they are. They're really, in a way, the understudy. If the president is out, what is the VP? They're there to jump in and take the spot. That's what they are. They are waiting in the wings. They're the just-in-case person. Now, they could have agendas, and they could be advice stolers and all of that. But officially, and if you think about it, why do you have a VP? That's the reason why. Why? All right, from VP to a chunk of history, as I feel like I've got to mix this in right at the top, as I am passionate about sports and politics, Steph Curry wins the unanimous MVP award for the 2015-2016 NBA season. Significant here? Oh, he's a Superman. We know that. We saw what happened with the Warriors last year. We're seeing what's happening this year. But you think of Michael Jordan. You think of so many of the great players, Kareem, Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, the list goes on and on of tremendous NBA players. Michael Jordan, of course. Larry Bird. Was there ever a unanimous choice? And the answer is no. That's the slice of history. He is the first person to do that, the first unanimous MVP in NBA history. Think about it. He got the total points across the board. Came in first everywhere. Behind him, so total points, he had 1,310. You have to go to Kawhi Leonard from San Antonio with 634. Then LeBron James was 631. And so on and so forth. Not one person, that's what you got to think about, not one person voted against Curry. Wow. That's incredible. The first guy to ever do that. I mean, he's the 13th player to win MVP awards, you know, multiple times. But to be the first guy to ever be completely unanimous, you got to love that. I do. I think it's cool. He's the everyday guy. I like the everyday guy. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, what's happening? What's the buzz on the front page next?
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what you're gonna do.
Swinging your leg over to the other side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So, let me see. As we examine what the top headers are, and I say the top headers are, is if you picked up one of those old-fashioned things, the newspaper, here's what some of the top headlines are that you would see. Okay, so the New York Post says, stop the coronation, she's unraveling. And when they say stop the coronation, she's unraveling, of course, they're talking about who? Hillary Clinton, of course. The Post is the best at headlines, by the way. There's a paper that never says die. That and the USA Today, because when you travel, that's one of the ones you pick up. But that's what it said. Bernie wins another primary. Trump ties Hill in the swing states. And that's what it's all about. Hillary Clinton and her losses in West Virginia. West Virginia, 51% went to Bernie Sanders, 36% to Hillary Clinton, projected winner, 37 delegates. In the end, she still has more superdelegates, though. See, that's the thing. I mean, that's the problemo in the end. That how can you win if you don't have the supers? And with this crazy grid, this Rubik's Cube of primaries in figuring out who's getting what chips on the table, that's what matters for the Democrats. And what's interesting, and this, I'm going to throw this in to go along with the New York Post Stop the Coronation headline, which there was a crown that was not quite put on her head. Reuters did a rolling poll. On the rolling poll, they look at all different polls, and that's why they call it a rolling poll, and it's every single day. And in the rolling poll for Reuters, for Hillary Clinton, the selection for president at the 2016 presidential election was between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Right now, Hillary Clinton, 41.3%. Donald Trump, 40%. This is a nail biter. Anybody who thinks that they don't really need to go out and vote, you need to think again. I hope we have massive, massive amounts of people that vote. Absentee ballot, whatever. It doesn't matter. Because these votes are going to matter. That's the part that matters. All right, let's give you a few more headers. Let's go to Chicago. A lot of you listening to us in the great Midwest. And the Chicago Sun-Times, they usually go, if they're going to go big, they usually go local first. And, of course, newspapers are still being read, if not the hard copy. They're being read online because they're trying to always wiggle a few bucks out of us when we want to go check out a few stories, as you know. And so in the Sun-Times, they did have one story that was national, and it said, Sanders' West Virginia win makes up a little ground on Clinton. Then they went local. State Supreme Court, shocker, Cook County judge removed from case. That's a big one. And then also, ex-Congressman Reynolds says he wants to plead guilty in the tax case. It's Chicago, after all. Politicians and shenanigans are always going to make the cover. I mean, always. In that city, anyway. All right, I'm going to give you another one. And by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. Here's the Washington Post. The Washington Post pumps out some decent journalism, right? Once again, what do they have on top? Sanders wins in the West Virginia, extending race against Clinton. And then they went local, and they said, a first look inside the Smithsonian's African-American Museum, stunning views, grand scale. And then the other thing was, Ted Cruz built a brand on being the most hated man in Washington. Now what? And they wrote about what they called the obstructor-in-chief. That role didn't get him to the White House this time, but it could it be useful down the road? Set out to Dan in the great state of Texas. The Midwest, we go from the great Midwest to the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan, how are you?
I am getting full. I'm eating some rice pilaf with chicken and a special sauce. Oh, my God, girl. I'm laughing.
I like what you said, special sauce. It's all about the sauce sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I am a brilliant person at making sauces as well as many other things. Now, speaking of a sauce of a different kind, Hillary isn't going to be the nominee. Hillary is either going to cop out on the grounds that her little throat is killing her and she's got cancer and she's dying. My God, look how ugly she looks when she's on TV. And that voice of hers. Oh, my God, nails on a chalkboard. Ugh. And then Bernie, he is a Rice case. He's headed for the graveyard. I mean, they won't let him go in there. The guy is going to be Joe Biden as future president of the United States coming in to save the Democratic Party with none other than Barack Obama as the vice president. Because Barack isn't about to give up power, and he ain't going to let his agendas go down the tubes. Obamacare and all the other things that he wants to keep going? No damn way. He's going to try to cement this for the next 8 years. If they can keep Joe alive, and if they can't, well, he gets to be president anyway. Now, you and me are going to make a fortune when you do that naked walk across that map that I've got set up. We'll do it with the people that, you know who I'm talking about, the dial-a-dollar type people.
Yeah.
And we'll just make a fortune, Kate.
Oh, that's it.
I got some jokes for you, but I can't tell right now. I got to get back to my food. But tell Grim we love him and we miss him, and get back on the phone and good health. And same to you, my love. You are my friend and my future wallet filler-upper.
I like that, wallet filler-upper. Getting back to his sauce. Dan, thanks. So Dan says, listen, the jig is up for Hillary Clinton. You heard some of the headlines I read about Bernie Sanders in West Virginia. Is it true? Is it up for her? Well, this is it for her. If she doesn't win the nomination this time around, there's no other time she's running. 2008 was when she thought she had this shut, open and shut case. And then along came Barack Obama, and that was it. It washed her away. So this is the only chance. After going through two terms with Obama, this is her chance. She's either in here or that's it for her. We're not going to see her as president and or running for president. And I'll tell you what, I think these polls are right. I think it's just that close. So that means there's work to be done on both sides. If either, you know, in this push-pull, whoever wants it, let's see, because I don't think it's going to be a handover easy thing. I just don't. It doesn't have the earmarkings for that. It has it for unpredictability. That not so fast. Don't assume you think you know what's happening. Because how can you really know what's happening? And the answer is no. It's a given that this is not going to be easy on any sides. It's not going to be easy. All right, so when we come back, a new doctor emerges in the Prince investigation because it's all about prescription pills. And did you know that prescription painkillers make up now 80% of what people are checking themselves in to facilities for? That's staggering to me. With everything that you could be, heroin, etc. No, prescription painkillers. We're talking about them. Do you take them? How do you stay not addicted? 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo.
Hey, Lady America, tonight we kick off yet another week. Do you believe it? It's almost Memorial Day. Where does the time go? How about the first 5 months of 2016? Boy, pretty interesting, right? We didn't miss a beat when it came to politics. Started back in June with Donald Trump, and he is the last guy standing. And I think, despite some of the donors saying, I'm not going to go that way, I'm not going to endorse, it doesn't matter, he is the guy. With Hillary Clinton, boy, I wouldn't be so sure. There's a great chance Bernie Sanders could take it away. And there now is a lot of backbiting going on, more than ever, that I've seen in a very long time, with the Democrats. So, buckle up, needless to say. How's that? Coming up, we're going to do the mailbag thing. But before we go there, let's go to Dan in Texas as he kicks off the week for us. Hey, Dan. Yes.
Hello.
Hello. We are here. We are here.
I am here, too.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Give me a couple minutes here because I got a few things for you. Okay, I heard Rush Limbaugh the other day discuss the idea that Joe Biden would come through and save the day for the Democrats. Now, I was listening to Hillary today, and do you know who Hillary reminds me of? Angela Lansbury in The Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra and I can't remember the actor's name. But I know he was a very
I love actor. That movie, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that movie, too. That was just fabulous. And she and Hillary could interchange for the part. I swear to God. I mean, all Hillary needs is a beehive hairdo and come here, Norman. And that's all there is to it. I mean,
wow.
And Bill, forget it. I mean, he's got enough deadwood on him with all those sex things. Now, get back to the plane situation. I heard it was in 9,000 feet of water, so they're going to have to use special subs to get
Puppy.
It's going to be a little while before we get it. But I think that will bring about my scenario that something untoward happened there, possibly with the gas leak that I was mentioning or some sort of incendiary device, but something that's playing down that was
not a normal
situation.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about Donald getting backing. He's going to get the backing, and they're all going to fall in line because they all want to have a seat at the table at the party, and he's the only game in town. They can talk all the talk they want to talk, but in the end, they'll fall in line just like good little Indians.
We'll see. We'll see if they do that. I don't think when you're part of the 1%, you don't have to fall in line if you don't want to, and they know that. That's the thing. But he doesn't necessarily need the money.
Here's my point. Donald's going to be the president. He's going to win. He's going to beat Hillary. He's going to beat anybody they send out there. That's all that's going to happen. It's going to be done. Now, when he comes into power, these people that say, I'm not backing you, they're a little ninny thing. They're going to find themselves on the outside looking in. And nobody wants to be on the outside looking in. That's a real thick piece of glass that they got there for them. And there ain't nobody answering the door either. So they better get their little butts in gear and play along, because this is the only game they got, and it's on now.
That is true, because especially with Donald Trump, if you won't back him, he doesn't care. He's not going to take you back
in. You're either in or you're out, baby.
Yeah,
listen,
that's true.
I know you're busy to flee on a young pup, so I'm going to let you go, but keep in mind that walk, baby. We're going to get rich.
I love it, Dan. Thanks. All right, so a couple of things. Dan says, no matter what, it's definitely Donald Trump. Do you think Donald Trump can't be lanced by Bernie Sanders? Do you think that Sanders' rabid fan base can't rally enough people to get him out? You know, we had, as we have every week, Ellen Ratner usually is on with us once or twice, and she is probably the most liberal person that I know, one of the most liberal people, and she says this. She's got lots of friends who are conservatives, though. She is on Fox News plenty of times with opinion pieces, and they help her with her goats for the old goat in the South Sudan and whatnot. People like Ellen know Ellen in Washington. And she says that if Hillary Clinton runs, it's definitely Donald Trump. If it's Bernie Sanders, too close, probably Bernie Sanders, because of the amount of people that would are just chomping at the bit to really back him up. And I say that's why the numbers who go and vote might really be the biggest we've ever seen, at least in my lifetime. I think there is a little bit of a chance of that. It's always so disappointing to me that very few people go out and vote. It's such a small number compared to what it could be, and that would make it really interesting if those numbers were jumped up. I mean, it really would. And that could be what we see. Because of now what's happened and the fear and the who do you want and all of that and that tug of war straddling the parties that's going on with the parties. I say most likely that's what we see. We see really, really big, big numbers. By the way, CBS also did a poll. Clinton and Trump nearly tied in both Ohio and Florida, because you know what they say about Ohio and Florida. So that's a key watching state and polling place to figure out where the ground is, what's happening. And so far, that's what that shows. Now, that could switch, but these are hypotheticals. In a hypothetical matchup between the Republican-Democratic nominees in Florida, Clinton leads Trump by 1 point, 43-42% in Ohio. Clinton has a 5-point advantage over Trump, 44-39%. But in both states, Trump has at least 8 in 10 Republicans backing him. Clinton has the support of at least 8 in 10 Democrats in both states. So we're starting to see some of this flush out. Absolutely. All right, on that note, let's do a little quickie mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Max. Kate, I've emailed you a couple of times. You might not remember because I think the last time I did was probably 7 months ago. Hillary Clinton scares the crap out of me. I don't hate Mrs. Clinton. I really don't, but I just don't think she would make a good president. I'm not crazy about Donald Trump. I'm somebody who started out as a Democrat, then went the way of the Republicans. I've been a Republican for most of my life, but it doesn't mean I wouldn't vote for a candidate if I really liked them. I just think Hillary Clinton gunks it up worse than Trump. Even though Trump, yes, there are things that are so annoying about Donald Trump, and it is spectacularly disappointing that he is the guy that gets the nomination, because I just have to assume there are better, bigger, badder people with better brains than Donald Trump, but they're too chicken to run. So you don't want Hillary Clinton in the long run if you look at things that have happened in Clinton's past. It's not the best way to go. And I think enough people feel the same way that Trump doesn't have very much to worry about that I can think of. But, of course, you never know what happens in campaigns. Things are unearthed. That's true. Because you sick the dirty mob guys on all angles. Find us something, find us something, find us something. And it would have to be something extraordinary. I mean, something that just rattles you to the core. And what is that? I mean, we do know about his marriages and everything else in the past, so that wouldn't be a shocker. What would it be? This one from Sam I Am. Kate, did you hear about the sub that had to be sent down in the hunt for all that plane wreckage? How sad for the people who now probably really realize that their relatives aren't coming back. This, to me, has terrorism written all over it, although it is good to be cautious because it could be something else. It could be some nutty person, for all we know, who decided they were going to start a fire. And then, of course, look what happens as a result of it. I think it's bigger, though. I think it goes bigger than that. I think it's bigger. And we'll see once it all unfolds, but cautiously as they investigate, they're going to find out with that box what truly happened on board that flight. Yeah, and to your point about the sub, yes, the sub had to be deployed because, you know, we were talking about the Mediterranean Sea, and they want to know the cause since this thing fell off radar. But it's not easy to get this flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder because they're key pieces of evidence. The Egyptian president announced that they were doing this sub thing on Sunday. It can reach about 9,800 feet because there's still no cause. There were 66 people on board. 66 people on board. All right, and then this one from Jake, who says, Kate, what did you think of the Preakness? Were you surprised by Exaggerator or not? I thought you said you liked Exaggerator going into the Kentucky Derby. What do you think about the Belmont? Yeah, I like Exaggerator. I thought Exaggerator was going to win the Kentucky Derby. Didn't. Did win the Preakness. Really overtook Nyquist. And I think that we're talking about the longest distance in New York, but there's not going to be a Triple Crown winner since Nyquist went down in the second race. And it's two brothers. I love it. Kent and Keith DeSormo makes it interesting. So you have a trainer and a jockey working together. They said they knew the horse was special, and sure enough, it was. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All gather round, they gaze in wide wonder at the joy they have found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
All right, so as we make the final turn here for this hour anyway of America Tonight, some of you might have taken a break from all the noise, jumped on this horse race, exaggerator, winning on a sloppy track, the Preakness, I mentioned it already, so Nyquist does not get the second leg of the Triple Crown, all the hysteria over what happened with American Pharoah. I think it's good because it was 37 years and history was made last time around. This time, not even a chance. Good horses, not even a chance. But sadly, they had two horses died on the track before the major race. And I think that kind of put a little bit of a damper on Pimlico somewhat. And here's what happened. The story's crazy. You know, you forget about this aspect, or I guess I don't forget about this aspect, but it's something in horse racing with are they taking too many legal drugs? You know, what will the autopsies show? That kind of stuff. But anyway, homeboy Chris, Joe Torre, the former manager of the Yankees, a Hall of Fame manager, now with Major League Baseball on the executive side. He was a part owner of homeboy Chris Collapse after the first day of the race, 9-1 favorite. So had won that race and then just collapsed, and that was it. A 9-year-old horse. The trainer of the horse was in the stands when the horse went down. He said, boy, that boy takes care of him. They had gone probably 100 yards, and he got wobbly, fell over, pretty much was dead when he hit the ground. So it's like the horse ran the race and then poof. Oh, that is had to be just heartbreaking, right? And then they're thinking heart attack, ruptured aorta, something like that, but they don't know. They're doing the necropsy, that's what they call it, necropsy on him, to find out what it was. And then Pramidia, a 4-year-old filly, fractured a cannon bone in her leg while running on grass in the fourth race and had to be euthanized on the track. The jockey, Daniel Santino, broke his collarbone and was carted off to the hospital. So they'll go through both of these horses and have more details on what happened, but talk about unfortunate, because for the Maryland Racing Commission, it couldn't be any worse. Here they are on the biggest day in their racing of the whole season, and they've got two horses on the track dead. And they're quick to say that they do thorough examinations and inspections before every race, and they have veterinarians on staff and go through the whole thing. And what's really sad is Primedia, and I hope I'm saying that right, is owned by the Jacksons, this couple, Roy and Gretchen. They own Barbaro, the 2006 Kentucky Derby winner who pulled up lame during the Preakness. He had 8 months of vet care but was euthanized. Primedia had won two of her first four career starts, including this one race. So, boy, that is, again, really PETA, animal rights people, are coming out of the woodwork to jump all over this whole thing about the horses and what's going on with horses and all of that. So, it's not good as they're, and they should do more investigations and they're going to investigate it, but certainly not good for the people that were there that had to see all that. I can't imagine witnessing that live. What that would, be like. Over the weekend, you may have gone to a movie. Now, we do our cheap movie review on Thursday heading into the weekend, and I said on the show, when you have these games that turn into movies, guarantee Angry Birds is going to be number one. And sure enough, Angry Birds is a very popular video game. Very popular. So with people playing that on their phones, can you imagine how many people, kids, wanted to go and see Angry Birds? In fact, here's what, if you had to sit through Angry Birds, here's what it might have sounded like.
Keep your wings, legs, and feet inside the slingshot.
Shoot it!
Okie doke.
Fire!
Just like that. And other snippets of it, pushed together. So, how much did Angry Birds make in ticket sales? And, you've got Jason Sudeikis as one of the voices. You have people that you would know as voices. It brought in about 39 to 40 million. It beat out Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, and Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. In The Nice Guys, it had a 42% average rating on the movie review website, Rotten Tomatoes, so that doesn't say much. But, I go to what this video game phenomenon, and I think the video game pushes it over the top, and which is partially why a movie would do well, because who is it that would go and see the movie? You've got to think about what that audiences, and Angry Birds was is still a popular app, so the familiarity with it made it, I think, you know, again, a go-to for people who like Angry Birds. And also, because you're talking about animation and kids, and animation couldn't be bigger. What's big? Animation, Marvel Comics, superheroes, you know, we know what movies, unless they're just brutal, are going to do pretty well. They're going to do really, really well, right? And I have to, as I kind of mix things up here at the end, I've got to tip my cap to the Thunder, because heading into Sunday's game, the Thunder and the Warriors tied at one apiece. The Oklahoma City Thunder obliterated, annihilated, smashed, thrashed, put in any adjective you want in there, by the way. You could fill it in. It doesn't matter. The Golden State Warriors, like a Mad Lib, the Golden State Warriors, 133-105. Kevin Durant, 33 points. Russell Westbrook, 30 points. Neither player even did a minute in the fourth quarter because they had such a massive advantage over the Warriors. So much for the supremacy of the Warriors and that they can't be beaten. You know, there is something about getting so close to the finals, having great players, and just taking that momentum and not paying attention to who you're playing, slaying Goliath. The Warriors have been down 2-1 before, but never to a team that's this explosive. Game 4 is going to be really, really tough. This may go to 7. Who knows? Maybe the Warriors go down. And then if the Thunder gets in, can you imagine? Hey, who's to say the Thunder doesn't win at all? They've got momentum, and now they have a little bit of an edge. And when you're this close and you want it, you know, you got to close the deal. Because if you don't close the deal, you don't know when you're going to get back there again. It's so hard to go through a whole season. All the games you play, all the teams that you have to get by, the records you have to have in the regular season, and you know that really there's a chance you might not see it again. It's just too hard. Even with a great team, and they really have a great team, so they might be surprising a lot of people. I wouldn't be shocked by that. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts to the miracle of Al Gore's internet, americatonight.net. See ya.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.